Okay, we are on Hilchos Lulav, Taf Resh Mem Vav. So we're doing Dine Hadasim. So Aleph, Hadas Sheniktam Rosho is Kasha. So you have the Hadas branch, and once the tip of it breaks off, it's still Kasha. Now we'll see that we're talking about the wooden branch. We're not talking about the leaves. Niktam Rosho is referring to the wooden, the branch, the stem. It's still kosher. That's not a problem. Okay. And we'll see a machloket in the end of Yud. We'll see more. Nashru Rov Alav. Now, let's say you have your branch of Hadasim, and most of the leaves come off. So it depends. Im Nishtairu Shlosha Alin Bekein Echad. If you still have three remaining of leaves at each level, at each point, on every level there's three left, then it's for sure kasha. We're going to see more of this elaborated later in the siman. For one example, the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, let's say you have from each level seven leaves grow out, and four out of the seven, the majority of them come off, then it's still called, it's still 100% kosher. Okay, so let's keep reading. Bet, hayu anavav merubot me'alav. So you have more of these berries than leaves. Im iroki irokot kasher. As long as the berries are still green, it's not a problem. It still looks not a problem of hadar. It still looks the same color, and it's 100% kasher because we want our hadasim to be green. V'im adumot o shecharot. But if the berries they turned color reddish, blackish, so then pasul. It's if the majority, there's more berries that are colored versus the green leaves, then it's kasher. But there's an easy fix. Ve'im mi'atan kasher. All you have to do is cut off all the berries so that you have more green than, let's say, red or black. So that's kasher. Now, but obviously, ve'ein mema'atin otam b'yom tov. But you can't do this on Yom Tov, right? It's tikkun kli lefi shehu kimatakin. It's like you're fixing, and that's aser. Okay, maybe only could be aser only the rabbanon, but it's still 100% aser. So on Yom Tov, you can't do that. Let's say on Yom Tov you did the avera and you did pluck them off. Oh, sheliktan echad la'achila, or your friend for himself plucked off one by one in order to eat the berries. Hareze kasher. Then it's kasher. Suppose you can explain, it must be, Taz, Graz, Magen Avraham, others, it must be that it's somebody else who plucked it off for himself to eat. Because if it's your own branch that you plan on using for the mitzvah, so even though you have an ulterior motive, it's still, we know that you're using it for yourself. It's a psik resha, you know what you're doing, and therefore it's still aser of metakin. Mishnah Berurah says, however, if you have lots of them and you don't need these hadasim, you have other set of hadasim you can use. So since you don't need these specific ones, if you're doing it for the sake of eating, then afterwards you can change your mind and you can still use them. Umiyom rishon ve'elech kasher b'chol inyan. But for the other 6 days, besides the first day, then it's kasher, even if you have more berries. Okay, now this is a machlokas. The reason is because the problem here is hadar. I think we mentioned it yesterday. We're going to mention it more beferish later on, in a later siman. But the psul of hadar, it's a machloket if that applies only for the first day or all 7 days. So here it's referring to if you hold, it's hadar is only a problem for the first day, fine. But lechatchila, certainly the Ramah is machmer for all 7 days of hadar. So this is a real problem, lechatchila, for all 7 days. Okay.
Why does he say that it's kasher?
So it's unclear if this is the Rama and this version. It is from the Beis Yosef, and there is what to discuss. But okay. Gimel. Anaf eitz avot ha'amor b'Torah. Now, so the Torah says you have a branch. It's called eitz avot. Avot, when it's, it means it's dense or thick of leaves covering the wooden branch. When we say that, in the, according to the Chazal, when it says that in the Torah, it's hu ha'hadas she'alav chofin et chetzel. It's when the hadasim leaves are covering its tree, its branch, the wood. Kegon shlosha alin oyoter. And by definition, according to Chazal, avot means three or more. It has to be at least three leaves or more, begivol echad, coming out of one node, or lemaisa means, lahalacha, it means one level, right? Rashi says from one actual point, but the halacha is, it's anywhere on that one level is the same. Okay, let's keep going. Aval, ima yushnei ha'alim b'shaveh ze keneged ze. As long as you have, if you have two of them that are on the same level, v'ha'ale ha'shlishi, but the third one, lemala mehen, it's a little bit above, ein ze avot. No, so this is not called avot according to the Torah. It's not dense or thick. Avahu nikra hadas shota. That's called a wild or crazy hadas. Right? The expression is because a crazy person, his behavior or his mind is it's messed up, it's haphazard. So too, this hadas is not keseder, always in its normal, expected, straight line behavior. Okay, the way it grows. That's the expression. Okay. Let's keep reading. Haga, upasul afilu bishat adchak. And it's pasul afilu bishat adchak. So if you have your hadasim, and you're looking up, you go up and down, and you see all your leaves, there, two of them are on the same level, and the third one is a little bit above it, so then that is pasul. V'ikaman da'amar, and that's the halacha. V'ikaman da'amar b'gumara d'kasher. But there are, but here the Rama says, but there is an opinion in the Gemara that says as long as it's two, it's okay. The Alkain, Noagim Be'elo Medinos, Lachatchila Latzeit Be'elo Hadasim Hamuvaim. So here in his countries, where it was very difficult to get Hadasim, and they import them, Ve'ein Shlosha Alim Begivol Echad. And they use them Lachatchila even though you don't have three on one level. And furthermore, some say that ours that we see are not called hadashote. Because there is a proper seder. It's two above two above two of two, and then that third one's a little bit off. But it's not without any kind of a seder. And so therefore, the minhag has become to be mako. But all the Ashkenazi poskim say that that's not the halacha. Many of them argue on both points of the Rama. There's really no yesod or foundation for this opinion. We put it there because that was the minhag and it was very difficult. But lemaisa, especially nowadays, it's completely not applicable. And even according to the Rama, one should, in those situations, if one is being so mechan that they shouldn't even say a bracha. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it. Okay, Dalet. Yatsu harbe bekein echad. So now, let's elaborate a little bit of what we spoke about before. On one point or one level, you have many alim, many leaves. V'nashru mehem ad shelo nisharu ela shlosha. And a lot of them come out. And you're only left with three. El shlosha became echad at one point, one level. So then it's kasher. So even though most of them came off, you still have three, and that's 100% kosher. Afilu nashru rubam, even if the majority. Kegon shehayu shiva, v'nashru mehem arba'a, v'nisharu shlosha. So the majority at one level, 7, 10, whatever the number was, the majority came out, and now you only have three left. Since you have three, that's 100% kosher because you have three at one point. Okay. Then, let's... The Mishnah Berurah has the case, let's say you have three. It starts out as three. Every level starts out as three. And then one of them come out, one of the three fall off from each level, from each one. And now you're basically only left with two out of the three. So then that's a machloket rishonim and achronim what to do. And one could be so mechanet, really only bishat ha'tchak, and probably without a bracha, because it may mamash be puzzle. But, okay. So you want to make sure that you, again, that's only if you have no choice. The only thing you can find is 2, 2, 2, and there used to be 3. But generally, we have a choice nowadays, so that would be puzzle, and you want to make sure you have at least, we're going to see at least, you only count it when you have 3, and then the majority, we're going to see, has to be with 3s, made up of 3s. Hey. La mitzvah ba'inan kol shi'ur orech hadas shi'ehei avot. Now, lechatchila, right, for the mitzvah, it's better, it's ideal, to get where it's all, the entire length of your branch, they all have at least 3. Okay? And then that's called avot. Ule ikuva berubo. But mikar adin, the real halacha, is it must be as long as the majority of your hadas has made up of 3s at the same level, then you're good. And that's kasha. V'afilo eino berosho. So that means it doesn't matter, as long as you have most of them are made up of 3s at one level, you're good. It doesn't matter if the top one, we're going to see how this is different, being dry, and we'll see how that comes up. But the first level of leaves at the very, very top of your branch, that's not the one that's me'akev. If that one only has 1, 0, or 2, it's fine. You look at your entire hadas. Actually, it's actually a bit of a question. Do you only look at the entire hadas, or do you look at the top 3 tefachim? So that's a big discussion. So certainly lechatchila, you go lechomra and you look at both. Okay, you want to make sure you have the majority and from the whole hadas and certainly from the top 3. Okay. Vav. Now, yavshu alav, pasal. If the entire branch became dried out, then it's pasal. Kamshu, but if it just, it's withering and it's starting to get dry, it's slightly dry, then it's still kasher. That's not a problem. Only when it's completely dry, then it's pasal. Shi'ur hayaveshut, the definition or the amount of dryness. Afilu im nifrach batziporin. Im adayin yerukim kasher. Even if you can, it's hard and you can easily break it with your nail, that's not the shi'ur. The shi'ur is, it has to be green. As long as it looks, has its green color, then it's kasher. Ve'ena mikraim yaveshim ela kishayalbinu penehem. The color has to pale and have a different color. It cannot be green. So again, exactly what that is, it's unclear, but some kind of a very pale olive, brownish yellow. But it has to be very pale and not look anymore. Okay. Chet. I think we're going to go on. Okay, let's read Chet. Yavshu rov olav. V'nishtayru berosh kol bad me'ashlosha badin ken echad ubo shlosha alin lachin kasher. Okay, so now you have all your leaves, okay, but most of them are dry. Now most of them are dry, but you have 3 hadasim, right? And on the top one, the top bunch, you have the 3 of them are still moist. They're still green. Again, yavshu rov alav v'nishtayru berosh ko bad me'ashlosha badin kein echad ubo shlosha alin lachin kasher. So as long as, see, here are the cases. Even though most of your hadasim are bone dry, but your top your top three, your top level, your one level of three, that one top level is still green, kosher, you're still kosher, and you're allowed to use it. Now, yesh mefarshim, and that's the halacha, the stam, yesh mefarshim is even a little bit more mekel, v'yesh mefarshim, she'afil im mehashlosha shebechad kina yavshu shnayim, v'lo nishar ki im echad lach, kosher. So here is saying, even if your entire thing is dry, and on your top level, your first level of three leaves, even two of them are dry, and you only have one leaf, that top one, that has to be the top one, that one top leaf on the entire branch, it's still kosher. But it must be, it's an interesting scenario, again, it's not really lahalacha, but maybe real bishatat chak, which we don't usually have nowadays without a bracha. So here, for this one leaf that's green, this since it's one and not three, this one has to actually be a little bit higher, not on the same level, a little bit higher than the other two. But from the rest of the hadas, most of them must be on the same level, otherwise you'd have a problem and it's not called avot. Okay. We're going to see in a couple se'ifim what happens when just the top one is dry. They're all moist, but just the top one is dry. So we'll see that case. Okay, coming up. And right. Okay. I think that's it. The first opinion, halacha, that's the Ran. The second one's the Rosh. That's what all the Mishnah Berurah mainly points out. And okay. Now, just to point out, it's a little bit different. Here, it's a case of Hidur, of Hadar. So therefore, it really matters the top one. When it has to do with the definition of is it three or not? Is it called a vote or not? So then it doesn't matter, it's not an issue of hadar, it's an issue of more of a definition. And so therefore, when it comes to the case of a vote, if you have three or not, it doesn't matter if it's on the top level or the bottom, further down the hadas, it has to be the majority. But when it comes to dryness, since it's hadar, and when you look first, usually you see the top leaves first, so that's why the emphasis is on the top one when it comes to being dry. Okay, now let's do Tet. So in Vav, we had the case of the whole thing was starting to get dry. In Tet, we're continuing, building on Vav and Chet. Im otam alim shalo yavshu hem kimushim. So you have this, the whole branch now is going to be dry. But you have the top three leaves, right, the one, that top level of three on the very top are all green, right? So they're all dry except the top three leaves on that one level is dry. So then if they're moist and they're really green, we learned that's 100% kosher now. But what if the top three leaves are in between? They're starting to fade. They're starting to get brown, dry. So then it's a machloket, yesh poslin v'yesh machshirin. For those top three leaves, or that top level, to be saved, the whole hadas, that's a machloket, and the Mishnah Berurah posts the Primakadim that says, basically, we're dealing with a suffik d'araisa on the first day, so then you have to be machmer, and the other 6 days, one can be mekel. Right? Suffik d'araisa l'chuma, suffik d'arabanan l'kula. Yud. Niktam rosho kasher. So this we briefly mentioned. If the top part of the branch breaks off, it's still kosher. That's not a problem, right? With either you're losing the top leaves or the top actually piece of the wood, the branch. That's either way, it's kosher. Afilu lo alta bo tamara. Even if you don't have fruit in that area, berries. The idea is, even if the top piece of the wood breaks off, but you still have leaves going upwards or berries going upwards, it covers it, so it's less noticeable. But the halacha is, it's always less noticeable. If it's not like a lulav, you lose the top, it's noticeable. Here, it's not so noticeable, it's just the hadassim branch, and so therefore the halacha is, it's still kasha. Okay? Huadin liyavesh rosho, and this is the same. This is the same if the top tip is dry. Your entire branch is green, and the top level is completely bone dry. It's still kosher. He quotes another opinion, though not lahalacha. V'yesh poslim, but you should know some do say it's actually pasul beniktam rosho. If the top of the wood breaks off, or you have, Mishnah Berurah adds, and he means also if yavesh, the top level of the leaves, are dry. So then the Haggah writes, v'tov lahachmir b'bakom she'efshar be'acher. So it's better to be, obviously not to have the wooden broken, your branch broken. Better not to have any very dry leaves at the very top, but it's still kasha. V'lo mikrei niktam ele'im nikmetu ha'etzim. And anytime we're talking about niktam, when it comes to hadasim, it's always talking about the branch, the wood. It's not talking about the leaves. Okay, and again, this is an issue of hadar. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out the easiest way to be machmer, a kolashitos, is if, in this case, where you have the whole thing is green, except the top level of three leaves is dry, what should you do? Fix it. Just rip them off. And you fix the problem. All right. Very good.
But you couldn't do that on Yom Tov.
You cannot do that on Yom Tov, exactly. Yud Aleph. And then no one eats them, so you don't even have that to... Okay, Yud Aleph. Im ein lo ela hadas she'anavav merubim me'alav. Let's say all you have is a hadas, and it's talking about on Yom Tov, and the berry, you have more berries, colored berries, than green leaves, and you don't have anyone else's to use, what should you do? Notlo ve'eno mevarech alav. So then go ahead, pick them up, do the nanuim, and don't make the bracha. Because really, it's pasul, and you don't. And it's completely pasul for the first day. It's a machloket. It happens to be a machloket rishonim. What about the other 6 days on this case? But therefore, either way, it makes no difference. You would, if that's all you have and all you can get a hold of, is that's what you would use. Also, besides, most of the other days, you can really pluck them off. But whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway, so bottom line is you can use it, don't say a bracha. And if you get another one that same day, that doesn't, if you're able to find somebody else's, then of course you would do the anuim again and with a bracha. At least on the first day, because on the first day everyone says you're not yotze.